When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Brothers to bump back in with. Fred, I had a Keen song that was on the bumper rotation list earlier, and that was for you because you're a fan of Keen.
I love Keen.
I know, everything I do love them too. Have you ever seen them?
No.
I never have either.
Not too long ago, and I'm disappointed I missed
it. Yeah, me too, unfortunately. Well, you had an interesting conversation earlier today, and you know, I spent a lot of time, and I really do feel deep down in my heart and soul right now that the biggest story of the week should be what's happening in North Carolina, Georgia, and Florida, but the devastation from Helene. And I suggested yesterday, and I kind of knew this wasn't going to happen, I wish J.D. Vance would have said, you know what, we're going to postpone this debate. The people in North Carolina and elsewhere, they need desperate help right now, and show some leadership. You know, Trump went there. Where the hell is Biden on this? They're going to go for their photo ops. And I get that that's part of politics, but this is really, really bad for a lot of folks. So you have to explain who you spoke with here today.
Yeah, I talked with the Reverend Franklin Graham, the son of the legendary evangelist Billy Graham. He's head of Samaritan's Purse, which is his charity group based in Boone, North Carolina. And I've developed a relationship with Franklin over the years and his father when he was still alive. And we've often talked with people from Samaritan's Purse on the Mark Reardon Show because we support their Operation
charity.
Shoebox,
yeah.
Which is a Christmas program that they do where you fill up a shoebox with gifts and they send it to people overseas. So we've got a long relationship. So it was pretty nice of him to take time out of his busy schedule dealing with all of the devastation in North Carolina and throughout the Southeast. And he took some time to talk with me earlier today. We're joined on the phone now by the Reverend Franklin Graham, the CEO and president of Samaritan's Purse. Reverend Graham, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Wanted to talk to you about what you've been seeing and experiencing in the North Carolina area where your base of operations is located.
This is the worst we've ever seen. The flooding that happened last week is just it's almost like biblical in proportion. The roads that are damaged, the infrastructure that's been wiped out, the electrical system, communications. Their entire communities here in Western North Carolina that people haven't heard from in a week, almost a week now, simply because no communication and the roads are gone. People can't get in. People can't get out. And it's just going to take some time. We have a helicopter. We've been flying it all day, going back and forth into some of these remote areas, taking water. And that is a big, big thing. After all this rain, you'd think nobody wants water, but drinking water is a big issue right now. And so we've been taking water. We've been helping to get people out. Also, we've set up hospital in a remote area that had their hospital damaged. So we've got an emergency room set up with beds and all the equipment and doctors and so forth. So we're busy, but we're able to do it because we've got a lot of volunteers that come to us from all over the United States, and we couldn't do it without these volunteers. Of course, we go always in Jesus' name. We want everybody we help to know that God hasn't forgotten them and that God loves them. He's not mad at them. But we go through these storms in life, and all of us go through storms in life. But what do you put your hope in? What do you put your trust in? And I put my trust in Almighty God and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Tell us about some of the work the volunteers are doing.
I think some of the biggest work is mud outs. People's houses go underwater, and then when the water goes down, it leaves. Sometimes it's inches, but many times it's feet of mud. And that has to be taken out. There's trees down everywhere. There's some people have their house is okay, but there may be 50 trees down on the driveway getting in, and you have to cut those trees out so they can get out. So it's cutting trees, it's mudding out homes, and repairing roofs. So a lot of roof damage. So we have tarps, so forth, that we can repair a roof and keep a house dry. But again, it's just an army of volunteers. You know, last year, Samaritan's Purse, we had over 200,000 volunteers work with us at various capacities. And we just are so thankful for these men and women that come and volunteer and become the hands and the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ in these communities.
You're not just busy working in North Carolina. Samaritan's Purse has also set up shop in some of the other states affected, right?
Yes, we're working in Georgia and Louisiana right now as well, but we're working in Tampa, Florida, Perry, Florida, Valdosta, Georgia. I was there yesterday. We're working over in Johnson City, Tennessee, which is next mountain. It's Johnson County, Tennessee, but it's Mountain City is the name of the community, and it borders where we are here in North Carolina. So we're working California, a number of places.
You were in Georgia yesterday with former President Trump. What did you see there?
Well, the biggest is they don't have the damage that's visible like we have here in the mountains. What you have there is a lot of agricultural damage. And, of course, in Valdosta, it's the whole community is agriculture. And this is the third year in a row that the farmers, many of them, have lost all their crops. And it's just devastating the agricultural community. And these farmers need not low interest loans. They need debt forgiveness. They need to have their loans from last year paid off. And so our farmers we give loans or not loans, but we give money to people that come across the border illegally. We need to be helping our farmers, and we need to help them pay off their debt so they can continue farming. And we've got the greatest farmers in the world in this country, and we need to take care of these men and women that produce the food that we eat.
We're talking with the Reverend Franklin Graham, President and CEO of Samaritan's Purse. Reverend Graham, what is needed?
We need volunteers. That's one of the big things. We also, of course, always need contributions. But I think more than anything else, we need people's prayers, praying that God will use us and we will be able to help people as God brings them across our path. You can't help everybody, Fred, but you can help some. And what those some that the Lord brings across our path are the ones that we want to help. And right now, there's a lot of people out there in the path, and we're going to do the best we can to help as many as we can.
How critical are charity groups in providing relief?
Well, you know, the government can only do so much, Fred. Just to give you, for instance, a road coming into our office was damaged, and cars were having to go several miles out of the way just to get into our office. So we called the state and asked them if we could fix the damaged road. And they said, thank you. And so we went down with bought gravel and put the culvert in and filled in the hole and where people could use it again. The government can only do so much, and you've got to have people. You've got to have charity groups. But more importantly, what we're seeing here is neighbor helping neighbor. This is the American spirit. It's just when you see your neighbor in trouble, you go help them. And that's what people are doing. And they're doing it to the best of their ability. I mean, thousands of lives have been saved because a neighbor was there and responded in a time of need.
You mentioned this earlier, Reverend Graham, but where does God come into all of this?
Of course, people think that, is God mad at me because he's allowed this storm to come and destroy my house or for the tree to fall on, for me to lose a loved one? The Bible says that God so loved the world, that's you and me and everybody else, that he sent his son to take our sins and die on a cross and shed his blood for our sins, and he was buried. But on the third day, God raised his son to life. And when we have these storms, we all go through storms. It may be a storm of cancer. It may be a storm of financial ruin. It may be a storm of, like we see here, where it's an actual floodwaters. Whatever these storms are, if we put our faith in God and his son, Jesus Christ, we don't have to worry. He will take us through not only this life, but into the next life, into his presence for eternity. And that's what I want people to know, is they can put their hope and trust in him.
Finally, Reverend Graham, where can people go to help if they want to help?
Oh, thank you for asking. SamaritansPurse.org. Just go to SamaritansPurse.org, and you can see how you can respond and be a part of helping the folks here in the eastern part of the United States.
Reverend Graham, thanks for your time. Best wishes, and our prayers are with you and everyone in your area.
Thank you. God bless you, sir.
There you go. The Hall of Famer, Fred Bottomer,
thanks,
is sitting
Fred.
Down with Franklin Graham earlier today.
The scary part about that whole interview was, they called an hour before to just check the lines because they said cell phones are down everywhere.
Right.
And coverage is so spotty that it would cut in and out. But then once we started doing the interview, I think it went just fine.
Aww. Let's here's a little montage. People wondering where the administration is.
Mr. President, why weren't you and Vice President Harris here in Washington commanding this this weekend?
I was commanding. I was on the phone for at least 2 hours yesterday and the day before as well. I command. Call a telephone.
Is there a reason that they could not be here?
The president did exactly what a president in this moment needs to do, which is directing his team to take action.
Do you wish that you spent the weekend here in Washington rather than in Delaware?
Come on, stop that game.
Mr. President,
I sound frustrated. I am.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm probably not as worked up about that aspect of it as some other people would be. What I would say is not what happened over the weekend, but what's happening in the week.
Right.
So, in other words, look, this question always comes up. Would the optics, we're talking optics, would that have been better had the president been, you know, in Washington? Sure. You know what would be a lot better? If the guy looked like he had enough energy to do anything. That would be helpful, right? But what would really be, I think, effective is get on a damn helicopter, go and meet these people, find out,
Yes. Get
heads together, what do we need to do, where do we need help, what states need to help, what resources do we need, and then explain it to the American people. This is a major, major disaster. This should have a presidential address. We're on the cusp of the VP debate tonight. Who cares about that? You got people that don't have homes, they don't have phone access, they don't have water, they don't have freaking food. This should be a national priority right now, and I feel like we're hardly even talking about it. I'm talking about it, and I know there's some media coverage, but we're so desensitized to some of these things. And I said this yesterday, I'm not going to back down. This is going to get a lot worse in North Carolina. It just is. You have homes, businesses, entire communities that have been wiped away. They're not, you know, doing some repairs or anything like that. They're going to have to completely rebuild some of these areas, and we know that it's not all in very well. Asheville, I think, is a relatively wealthy community, but, you know, much of the area in western North Carolina that was hit is a poverty zone. So I just would hope that maybe tonight this was discussed in some way, shape, or form along the lines of leadership, because certainly J.D. Vance can relate to a lot of this at this point. Here's some residents in North Carolina.
We've lost everything.
I mean, everything over 25 years of being in the house is gone.
It's my house. I've lived here for my daughter's entire life.
Everything's pretty much gone.
We took on 3 feet plus of water. All the furniture is destroyed. All the appliances are gone. The electronics are gone.
It actually reminds me more, and you know, I think we can relate to this here in St. Louis. This reminds me more of a tornado than it does a hurricane. I know hurricanes wipe things away as well, but think about Springfield and, you know, the devastation that we saw from that and the images, and, you know, multiply it times, I think, a lot, because that's what you have in North Carolina right now.
Yeah, well, also the flooding shots reminded me of 1993.
Yes, right. Absolutely.
I mean, it's like a combination of the two.
Yes, with homes being swept away and things along those lines.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, got this, so I'm just going to share this and see if we can get reaction. I guess I'm told that Jane tweeted this out. This is a Fox 2 story, and here's what it says. We'll just toss this to the crowd and to the audience and to the group in the room. Greater St. Louis, Inc. has introduced a new downtown public safety ambassadors program. Unarmed, uniformed security guards will patrol the streets, providing an additional layer of visible security. These security workers will work along with law enforcement. They will patrol on foot, bicycle, and in marked vehicles. The quote in the Fox story by Kurt Weigel with Greater St. Louis, Inc. is, "While we know that the hard work and additional patrols of SLMPD have helped reduce the rate of crime downtown, we also know that increasing public safety presence downtown with the ambassadors will add the sense."
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of security for everyone. Look, my gut check on this would be, I think that would probably work. But the question is, why is this not coming from the mayor? Why is this coming from Greater St. Louis, Inc.? Where the hell is the mayor on this issue or the police chief in explaining this to people who live here and visit here?
Well, they're not going to do anything, which is why the people have had to take it upon themselves to come up with this.
And I'm grateful for anything that people can do to increase, you know, a secure presence throughout downtown. When I walk back here after a Cardinal game.
Hey, you don't want to do that, Fred.
It's scary.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I think we were promised super, super bright streetlights that would illuminate the whole area to increase your safety or make you feel safer. I don't think I've seen that either.
Let me see. God, Jane Duker tweets every second. I don't know how she has time to do anything else. I'm looking for a damn tweet here on this particular topic, and I have to page down like 30 tweets. But she'll, of course, be here on Friday on the Reardon Roundtable. Let's see here. What did she say? She tweeted something that said, note that the city moved the starting time of the event to earlier to accommodate concerns. Oh, I guess it's National Night Out. That used to be a big deal. Remember when that was a big deal?
I do.
I would cover it every year. And I guess they're doing something a little different.
Is it National Afternoon Out now?
I think it is. It says, tonight is St. Louis City's official National Night Out. Find your local NNO party here. And then I guess they changed it because the starting time is earlier here. And they say the rationale behind this change is rooted in our commitment to fostering a safe and inviting environment for everyone. We understand that in certain areas, community events often conclude by 7 p.m. due to concerns related to local crime rates. By moving the permit time earlier, we hope to mitigate those concerns and encourage more widespread participation throughout our neighborhoods. In other words, hey, it's too damn dangerous to do this too late, so you better do it earlier. That's really something. It really is. Okay. Well, we'll have that to talk about, I guess, as we get to Friday in the Reardon Roundtable. I do have some stuff for audio cut of the day and an interesting plan from some very, very wealthy people that want to change college athletics and kind of bypass the NCAA. We'll get to that next as well.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.